It's time to get your news on. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
And this news is for December 8, 2024. And I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
Who listens to radio?
I am Alan, VK2CRD in Sydney.
This is Dennis, VK4AE.
This is John, VK5DJ for the Southeast Radio Group.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG.
73s, this is Steve, VK4SJH.
That's all.
Now, you could be excused for thinking, is this the WIA national news or not? Because it is 3 weeks since we've heard from your WIA directors. So, although our director, Peter Klee, VK8ZZ, does put out a roster, so to speak, of who's up next for the WIA national news, the last few weeks, deathly silence. But wait, everything will be okay because next week, Giles, VK5GK, will be along. In the meantime, Christmas is approaching. And Santa is here, in his holiday house in VK6. Yes, Santa has a summer home, and here in Australia, you can find him in Wangaroo, West Australia, where he's in his shack, excited to have finally gotten his Australian call sign. It's VK6SANTA, VK6 Santa, and he's making very good use of it right now through until the 24th of December. Yes, the 24th of December. He has to start delivering presents then, so hop to it now and give VK6 Santa a shout-out. You can visit his page on qrz.com and you'll find that Santa is eager to work local hams as well as some DX. He's on HF 10, 20 and 40 metres. Quoting Santa from his qrz.com page, "I'll be operating an amateur radio net each day, giving children and the young at heart a chance to talk directly with me over the airwaves. Whether you'd like to share your Christmas wishes, ask about life up here at the North Pole, or just chat with me, Santa, whilst I'm here in VK6, I'd love to hear from you. The net will be operated daily from the 1st to the 24th of December, and the HF frequencies and times, which are Western Australian Standard Time, UTC plus 8, are 10 metres, 28.916, Monday through Friday, 1800 to 1830, and Saturday and Sunday, 1700 to 1730. On 20 metres, 14.316, Monday through Friday, 1845 to 1915, and Saturday and Sunday, 1745 to 1815. And 40 metres, 7.190, Monday through Friday, 1930 to 2000 hours, and Saturday and Sunday, 1830 to 1900 hours. VK6, Santa. SANS VU2WXW, VK9WX, is currently on deployment at the Giles Weather Station in West Australia and is operating as VK6GWX. Giles Weather Station is near the Northern Territory border, about 330 kilometres west of Ayers Rock. It is the only staffed weather station within an area of about 970,000 square miles and is situated mid-continent and near the core of the subtropical jet stream. This means it plays a very important role as a weather and climate observatory for the country. So keep an ear out for SANS. Great name, isn't it? SANS is VK6GWX in the foothills of the Rawlinson Ranges. Alara. Sunday, December 22, will be the WIA National News Service's Alara edition. We'll hear from Michelle, VK2AYL, Linda, VK7QP, Lynn, VK4SWE, and Shirley, VK5YL. Those ladies will be awaiting your check-in that day for the news service. Now, the retiring type, VK4BAT Trevor Tague, who is the voice of all our WIA National News and Q News station identifications, has just announced his retirement from Radio 4GY Gympie Sunshine Coast's Mainstream Breakfast Show. Congratulations, Trev, on a job well done, but we'll still hear him each week announcing things here on VK1WIA, such as...
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello. International news is with thanks to ARRL, DX World, EHAM, Hackaday, IARU, ICQ Podcast, IRTS, Newsline, NZART, RAC, RadioWorld.com, RSGB, SARL, and the worldwide sources of the WIA. Radio enthusiasts from Cornwall are celebrating the 123rd anniversary of the first radio transmission across the Atlantic this month. In December of 1901, Italian inventor Guglielmo Marconi and two assistants travelled from Poldhu Wireless Station near Mullion in Cornwall to the Canadian province of Newfoundland. It was on December 12 that history was made, when a pre-arranged signal of three dots, the letter S in Morse code, was heard by Marconi on Signal Hill at St. John's, Newfoundland, having been transmitted from Poldhu. In doing so, Marconi was able to disprove the previously common-held belief that radio waves could only travel in straight lines. His work laid the foundation for the development of radio, television, and all modern wireless communication systems since. American Radio Relay League, ARRL, has warned its membership the impending import tariffs of the Trump administration will cause major disruptions to the cost of amateur radio gear due to all radio equipment being manufactured in Asian countries. Given the wildly fluctuating statements the US president-elect has made, ranging from 20% to 100%, import tariffs will undoubtedly make millions of products go up in cost to the American consumer, and amateur radio will be no exception. But Janky Whiskey 9 Juliet Juliet, ARRL Director of Regulatory Affairs, has stated that all manufacturing brands will be affected, and the long list of items includes much more than radios. It will touch things like Raspberry Pi computers and hotspots. Expected big winners will be Canadian retailers along border states. US hams are expected to just drive up north to such places as Toronto and buy gear there, thus avoiding the import tariff that Trump says he will impose, Janky said. Actually, I'd take that story with a grain of salt. Sourced to the online ham news service The Dipole out of Canada, a satirical blog at best. Hi, hi. The FCC has intensified its focus on the 5.9 gigahertz band, where new rules are being finalised for the use of cellular delivery of communications to and from cars and trucks on the road. Intelligent Transportation Systems, or ITS, scored a big gain last November as the FCC voted on a proposal enabling the use of cellular vehicle to everything, or CV2X, on the 5.9 GHz band. This would establish new rules for the use of ITS within 30 MHz of that spectrum. The system is already in use by many automakers sending and receiving messages over existing 5G wireless networks with alerts about traffic issues, weather conditions, road hazards, or speeding cars. The FCC measure also sets out the technical parameters for the use of CV2X, including power and emission levels. The system permits vehicles to communicate with roadside infrastructure and the cell phones of pedestrians, cyclists and road workers, enabling safety communications even when there are no line-of-sight warnings. In the heart of the Amazon, amidst the dense foliage and the symphony of nature's whispers, a silent revolution unfolds, one that transcends borders, defies regulations, and challenges the very essence of communication. At the centre of this enigma lies the tale of the South American satellite pirates. a clandestine network of individuals who've ingeniously tapped into retired UHF MilSat bands to extend their radio range deep into the heart of the rainforest. Vapor95.com says for decades, Brazilian loggers have employed 2-metre radios modified with frequency doublers and directional antennas, turning the once-secret communication channels of the US Navy SATCOM uplink frequencies 280 to 310 MHz into conduits for their own purposes. Dubbed Bolina, or Little Ball by its users, the fleet's SATCOM geosync satellites, once a pinnacle of military communication prowess, now find themselves unwitting accomplices in this subversive endeavour. What began as a means for Brazilian loggers to enhance their radio range has evolved into a phenomenon that spans the breadth of Brazilian society. Truck drivers seeking superior communication capabilities in the remote regions beyond the reach of traditional infrastructure flock to these satellites. Rogue loggers, wary of authorities encroaching on their illicit activities, deploy them as covert communication channels to evade detection. Drug dealers, organized crime factions, and ordinary citizens alike have found utility in this illicit network, transforming it into an integral part of the Brazilian communication landscape. 820 WNYC AM plans to conduct an all-digital MA3 test of AMHD radio today, December 8. On the day of the test, New York's public radio engineering team plan to drive around New York City's perimeter in what is described as a corkscrew route. They will assess the digital signal's performance in the outer boroughs of the city and then turn inward to areas like downtown Brooklyn, Manhattan's Wall Street, and Lower Broadway. The trip will conclude by going directly north through Midtown. Representatives from the HD radio developer will provide a vehicle and equipment to measure and record observations during the test. 820 WNYC runs 10 kilowatts directional daytime and 1 kilowatt directional at night. Under the test, WNYC will turn off its analog transmitter and run the IBOC digital standard exclusively. Due to an ongoing Canada Post strike, mail services have been disrupted nationwide, delaying the delivery of letters, packages and magazines and other materials to and from Radio Amateurs of Canada. Delay in delivery of the Canadian Amateur, TCA magazine, is but one of the services affected. In a recent episode of This Week in Tech, the panel explored what is being called the worst hack in US history, China's Salt Typhoon. The URL best read in this week's text edition at WIA National News. This massive cyber espionage campaign has compromised US telecommunications infrastructure, leaving officials increasingly concerned about the far-reaching implications for national security. The Salt Typhoon hack, first reported in October, has been ongoing for months, with some instances dating back a full year. Chinese hackers have exploited vulnerabilities in the outdated US telecom system, gaining access to the communications of high-profile individuals, including those in politics, intelligence, and law enforcement. During the discussion, the panel highlighted the challenges of securing aging infrastructure against sophisticated cyber threats. They noted that the US telecom system is built on a patchwork of older technologies, making it difficult to implement modern cyber security measures. This has left the nation vulnerable to attacks like Salt Typhoon, which has allowed Chinese hackers to surveil targeted individuals with ease. For VK1 WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1 WIA. Now, operational news with Felix, VK4 FUQ.
Hello there. Now, contest-wise, as 2024 closes in, RSGB HF contest changes. Not only, as we have previously noted, there are changes to the popular Commonwealth contest, but one change is that you are encouraged to use CC instead of BAU in calling. But change is also in the FT4 series contest, where there will be 12, one per month run, with the best 9 results contributing to the entrant's final score for the year. Other changes are in the 1.8 MHz contest, along with self-spotting. Self-spotting will be permitted on a trial basis in 2025, for both assisted and unassisted entrants, in all RSGB HF contests and using all modes. I suggest that if you do participate in RSGB contests, to visit rsgb.org and brush up on the 2025 rules of engagement. South Africa. Still looking at changes in worldwide activity, although the SARL has 5 VHF UHF operating trophies, but they have but 1 HF operating trophy. At their council meeting on 22 and 23 November, it was decided to add 2 more HF operating awards. Council is now busy finalising the criteria for these awards. ARRL 160m CW on now. It is always the first full weekend of December. Beginning 2200 hours UTC Friday, ending 1559 hours UTC Sunday. This is a 42-hour period with no time limitation. Logs must be returned within 7 days. 10-meter ARRL contest. For amateurs worldwide to exchange QSO information with as many stations as possible on the 10-meter band. Second full weekend of December starts 0000 hours UTC Saturday, runs through 2359 hours UTC Sunday, December 14 and 15. Again, as in most ARRL tests, logs are to be completed and returned within 7 days. Yoda contest, Youth on the Air test 303 will be from 10 hours to 21.59 hours UTC on 29 December, on the 5 classic bands CW and SSB. Dick's Window to the World. Our IARU celebrates its centenary in 2025. Since its founding in Paris, France, IARU has worked tirelessly to promote innovation in amateur radio and to encourage the growth of this service in communities throughout the world. VI100 IARU is a special event call sign transmitting from VK3 to help celebrate the IARU centennial. QSL via M0OXO. Christmas in England. The Humber Fortress DX Amateur Radio Club are once again running the special call sign GB0MC until 26th of December. The MC in the call sign stands for Merry Christmas. The club would like to invite you to call in and give them a hearty ho 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 and tell them what radio equipment you would like from Santa this year. The club will also be live streaming on its YouTube channel. Listen throughout the rest of the year for the special call sign 9A100RKZ, marking the 100th anniversary of the Radio Club Zagreb, which was founded the 24th of March 1924 in Croatia. QSL by 9A1ADE. Austria. Oscar Echo 100 Romeo Alpha Delta India Oscar is active until the 31st of December, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the beginning of regular radio transmissions in Austria in 1924. The station has been heard recently on the 40-meter band using CW. QSL via the Bureau. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, Special Interest Group News with VK3GTV, Cole.
Hello, first up in the segment this week, it's Worldwide Special Interest Group News, Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program, Parks on the Air and other adventure groups. Organisers will be watching the weather forecast in the days between Christmas and New Year to see what day is the most suitable for the return of Gorefest, a SOTA tradition first held in 2003. Over the years, the event's purpose has become one half SOTA and one half social. Since the beginning, activators have set up operations on summits in the Shropshire area or on summits near the border of England and Wales, staying close enough to one another for a convenient meet-up afterward in Church Stretton for coffee and cake. Organisers Tom, M1EYP, and Jimmy, M0HGY, are hoping for a turnout that even attracts SOTA first-timers. They expect lots of opportunities for summit-to-summit contacts. If you wish to participate, Tom advises, following the discussion thread on the SOTA Reflector, to coordinate with other activators as to which summits everyone is going to be on. And by the way, Tom explains that the name for the event actually originates from the ancient name for Wales, Pays des Gaules. But someone misspelt it when the first SOTA event was launched. Gaul, spelt G-A-U-L, was actually the name for a region of Western Europe. Tom said no one ever bothered to correct the mistake, and so the name Gaulfest simply became permanent. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Faith. In anticipation of Christmas, special event stations 4X-8X from the Latrun Monastery and 4X-9X from the Yardenet Baptismal Site will operate this weekend, the 6th to the 8th of December. Latrun is a strategic hilltop in the Latrun Salient, overlooking the road between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, 25 kilometres west of Jerusalem. Whilst Yardenet is situated on the banks of the Jordan River, in which Jesus was baptised by John the Baptist. 4X-9X will be followed by 4X-7X from the Abbey of Domitian on the 20th to the 22nd of December. All QSLs via 4X6ZM, and a certificate will be available. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Final Frontier. Consider this. It's now four decades ago that astronaut Owen Garriott, callsign W5LFL, pioneered amateur radio communication from space. He was a crew member on the Space Shuttle program's STS-9 mission. During that Space Shuttle flight in 1983, Garriott became the first ever person in space to communicate with amateur radio operators on the ground. He was also the first person to be heard directly from space by members of the public, using simple radio receivers and scanners. That event transformed astronaut communications from space forever, allowing amateur radio operators and the public to communicate with people in space. But don't change that dial. Much more is coming in terms of amateur radio and the International Space Station. IM-2, Intuitive Machines' second CLPS lunar mission, IM-2, carries the Nova C lander, Athena, and is now targeting a launch in February. IM's first CLPS mission landed, albeit roughly, on the Moon in February this year, becoming the first soft landing on the Moon by a private company and the first American landing since Apollo 17 in 1972. For IM-2, IM is seriously upping their game, with multiple rovers and hoppers on board and a target of the Moon's south pole in an area around 89 degrees south where water ice could be within the range of the lander's 1-meter Honeybee Robotics Trident drill. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Internet, the Ham's Domain. In a fascinating and disturbing segment on a podcast from Security Now, the host exposed the inner workings of a sophisticated cyber espionage campaign by Russian state-sponsored hacking group known as Fancy Bear. Using an exploit dubbed the Nearest Neighbor attack, the hackers were able to breach the Wi-Fi network of their target organization from thousands of miles away by compromising an organization located in a building physically adjacent to their ultimate target. But here's where it gets even more devious. The hackers had previously obtained the credentials to log into the target's Wi-Fi via password spraying attacks. Once on the network, the attackers moved laterally, searched for key data, and exfiltrated it back to Russia. They relied heavily on living-off-the-land techniques, utilizing common Windows tools to help cover their tracks. As Steve explained, this attack demonstrated that a sufficiently motivated adversary with enough time and resources can find a way to penetrate almost any network. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA, AS-140, S-21DX, Dalchar Island. Dalchar is the southernmost island of the Boulder District in Bangladesh. The island has attracted the attention of researchers, environmentalists and tourists alike for its unique position as one of the country's remotest permanently inhabited islands, far out in the Bay of Bengal. It's also one of the most threatened pieces of land in the world as a result of rising sea levels. The S21DX IOTA AS140D expedition is scheduled for the 13th to the 19th of December. 7X7N Marquesas Island OC027. The Marquesas Islands are a group of volcanic islands in French Polynesia. Word is that the de-expedition to Marquesas is underway with their 700-kilogram maritime crate on board the Aranui, a mixed cargo ship which is heading to Hiva'oa, with arrival scheduled for December 16. They're preparing 17 radio bags that will travel with them by plane to carry transceivers, amplifiers, EME equipment, microphones, headsets, mains power supply, antenna analyzer, multimeters, etc. The antenna installation team will arrive on January 3rd, with other operators expected to arrive on January 11. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air. Here's Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Cole. Some great VK news for you now. 8 students from Kairi State School in Queensland are now Australia's youngest amateur radio operators after they competed in the largest amateur radio contest in the world. The Year 5 and 6 students took part in the CQ Worldwide Radio Contest and contacted a total of 31 different countries. This was with the help and mentoring from the older amateur radio operators from the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club. To the sound of CQ Contest, CQ Contest, this is Victor Killer 4, Killer Sierra Sierra. The students belted out their identifier club name. They made contacts in places from Alaska to Ogasawara Island, a Japanese archipelago. In the previous year's competition, Kairi State School Amateur Radio Club came in at 4th in Australia in their category. However, this year's competition conditions were more challenging due to the high solar winds and geomagnetic activity. Since the inception of Kairi's school radio program, they have gone from strength to strength, winning the 2022 Encouragement Award in the Queensland State Finals of the Resilient Australia Award. There is even a fully functioning radio in the school library. For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2MV in Sydney. Now back to you, Cole.
A great effort there from the students, and thanks to Alec for that story. That wraps it up for the segment for this week. I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
Across Australia from VK1 WIA, you're tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia National News Service. In Mandurah, Western Australia, the news can be heard on the Mount William repeater on 146.9 MHz at 9 a.m. every Sunday morning. I'm Mark, VK6QI.
2024, it's a date. In VK4 today, the Brisbane VHF Group Showcase Day, December 8 at Redcliffe and District Radio Club. The next year, in VK7, Reist Car Boot Sale, January 19 at 11 a.m. For the whole of VK, it's the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association's 50th anniversary, Glen Waverley, July 26. And in VK4, the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society's 2025 Hamfest happens November 9. Where? Same place as this year, Country Paradise Parklands, 231 Beaudesert, Narang Road. Now, until we meet next week, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
This is VK1 WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.